Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Bless the wonderful name of the Lord.
Oh, God.
The Andrea Johnson.
I need you. I need you today, Jesus. Lord,
yes,
I
Lord.
Need you today, Jesus.
Cry out to him. Cry out to him.
Oh, I'm going through so much right now, Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on today. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody tonight to the revival of the year. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's right, I said it. It's the revival of the year. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Praise God. This is the Comedic Jewish Fellowship featuring Apostle Aiden Curry. Praise God. Out of Long Beach, California on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Give him a round of applause. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the man of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for him tonight. Let me just read. Amen. A text that he sent me a little earlier last week. Amen. He said, where Yahshua is really moving by his spirit. The name of my fellowship that Yahshua has given me is the Kinetic Jewish Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell y'all a little information about the revival that we're in right now. Hallelujah. The revival that starts tonight and is all the way to Friday night. Hallelujah, unless the Lord decides to take it further. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah, it says, the anointing of God gave me Isaiah 60, chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. And it says, it's time for us to awake out of our sleep because our Lord is soon to come. Hallelujah, amen. Shalom, my brothers and sisters. My name is Elder Andre Prevost. Mother Alberta has asked me to MC on tonight. Praise God. It's nice to meet each and every one of y'all. I want to give respect to everybody in their respective positions on tonight. Hallelujah. We really didn't discuss a particular order of service. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up with, praise God, amen, a testimony service. Praise God. And as I recall, we require at least three testimonies if you're out there. Praise God. And then after that, I'm going to introduce the man of God, and he's going to bring forth the word on tonight. Amen? Amen. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. Whenever I open up testimony service, I always like to open up with a scripture. Hallelujah. And I want to open up with Psalms 100 on tonight. Praise God. This is a very, very familiar scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I always say this scripture teaches us the attitude we are supposed to have when we come before the throne of God. Hallelujah. So we keep this in mind when we come before the throne with our testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Now I want to go ahead and open up the floor for testimony service and prayer requests. If you have a testimony or prayer request, feel free at this time. The phone lines are open. Praise the Lord. You know, one at a time, one at a time. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, I always be the first one anyway, so I just thank you, praise God, for being on the line tonight. I thank you, praise God, for being here. I thank you, praise God, and for who God is. I thank you, praise him, for where he brought me from and where he's taking me to. I thank you, praise God, for Apostle being on the line.
Amen.
Everyone else being here, I thank you, praise God, for the men and women of God. Pray my spirit in the Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise God. Do we have another testimony on today?
This is Brother Bobby out of Miami, Georgia.
Man.
I thank God for being here. Thank God for being on the line. Should have been out of the way. How to do. Thank yourself every day.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight?
I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, throwing me off on a brand new day. I want to thank God for letting me meet my fellow hell warriors again. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Well, taking care of all my sisters and helping us along the way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, that's, you know, we take those testimonies for granted, thanking God just for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I had to think about it one day. You know, some people went to bed last night with plans. For today. Mm. Hallelujah. They had plans. They had a schedule. They had an agenda. Hallelujah. But they didn't wake up this morning. Hallelujah. But God blessed everybody on the line today to wake up this morning and fulfill whatever destiny he has for us. And that's a blessing in itself. Praise God. Man. Hallelujah.
My name is Brian Howard out of Atlanta, Georgia. I want to wake you up in the morning. I'm here in the hospital. Got to have surgery again tomorrow.
My Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We're going to put that on the...
Yes, Lord. Work in the morning.
Amen. Amen. And what was your name, my brother? Brother Brian?
Brian Howard from Atlanta, Georgia.
Amen. Amen. If y'all don't mind, I want to go ahead and put in a prayer for this brother on the throne of grace. Praise God.
Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, yeah. Lord, we come before you right now on behalf of our brother, Lord. Hallelujah. He may be laid up and sick right now, but Lord, we want to encourage him right now. Hallelujah. That he's just going through a storm. That he's not permanently in the storm. Hallelujah. That he's just going through the storm. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing him through it, giving him strength while he goes through it on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Send your Holy Spirit right now to comfort him. Hallelujah. Right there in that hospital room, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your spirit move around that hospital. Hallelujah. Touch not only him, but touch everyone around him on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you in advance for the testimony that you are going to put in his heart to give to your people on today. Hallelujah. The testimony of him.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for it on tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Before we move forward, do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests at this time? Praise God.
Yeah, I want to say
I'm calling from Palmdale, California. I have a prayer request. I've just been attacked by the enemy each and every way, and I just want to pray. I just want to have everyone pray for me.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. What was your name, sister?
Linda.
Amen, Sister Linda. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now on behalf of Sister Linda, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, when two or more come together, that you are in the midst, you are in the middle. You also said when we touch and agree on a thing, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. We reinforce your scriptures right now, Lord. Hallelujah. She says she is under attack, but we reinforce the scripture that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
she may be going through some things, Lord, but we reinforce the scripture, Lord, that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
we reinforce the scripture right now, Lord, that if we resist the devil, he will flee. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind and we rebuke him right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. For the testimony you're going to put in her heart. Hallelujah. Of how the devil, hallelujah, had to flee and leave her alone. Hallelujah, Lord. How the devil, her enemy, became her footstool. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we receive it right now. We claim it right now. Hallelujah. And we receive it. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus. In your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe I heard another sister trying to speak. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, it was Sister Paige, Austin, Texas.
Amen, Sister Paige. Praise God.
I just want to thank God for being alive today. And then he woke me up this morning, you know, closing my right mind. The health and strength in my body. And I thank him just for being a starving God. A God of covenant. And he keep his promise to 1,000 generations.
Mm.
All his promises are yay and amen. And I just wanted to thank him for my family
amen.
And friends and loved ones. No, I didn't have nobody call me today. Nobody in my family passed away. Nobody in the hospital was no for anything. I just want to thank God for being awesome in my life. And I pray he be awesome in the life of everybody on this land. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, First Lady Rebecca. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. Lord. Wonderful testimony. She said she ain't getting no phone calls today. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. You know, one day you're going to get a phone call, but thank God I didn't get the phone call today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Any more testimonies at this time? Praise God.
Yes, I thank you, praise God, for being here tonight, for being here this evening, and for the revival that's about to take place. I just thank you, praise God, for his love and his mercy. I'm just looking for a breakthrough with the Virgin in Fort Ice, Arkansas. I've been here for almost 2 months and still waiting for things to happen on my behalf here. Work to be done, and I'm just looking for breakthrough. And I just thank you, praise God, for families, for the prayer lines, and for each and every ministry. And I just pray for a revival. Hallelujah. So God, revival. I just know that
he's
here. I know that God is in
yes.
it. And I just thank you. I praise him for each and every one of you. I pray for one another. Keep one another up to God. Amen.
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 Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more testimonies at this time? Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God.
This mother out there, I would like for you all to pray for my baby brother. He's in Houston, Texas. He needs prayer that God will save him. Salvation. And then heal his body. Heal him. I'm praying that God heal him. I'm standing on God's word, and I'm trusting in it that he will heal my baby brother. And when he go back to the doctor, he'll come back with a testimony in his mouth.
So, amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to put that on the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And after we pray, amen, for the brother in Houston, Texas, amen, I'm going to introduce the speaker of the hour, and we're going to receive the bread of life on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, touching and agreeing. Hallelujah on this brother. Hallelujah. Touch him in a mighty way. Touch him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. We're asking for deliverance and healing on this evening,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. We're asking for a testimony, hallelujah, of healing. We're asking for a testimony of deliverance. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to hear, hallelujah, how you have miraculously moved in this young man's life, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you in advance, hallelujah, because we know that you are able to do what you said you could do. Hallelujah. You said if we touch and agree on a thing, that it shall be done. Hallelujah. We touch and agree right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for each and every person on this line on tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch each and every one of us in our individual way. You know each and every one of our individual needs on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you come into our households tonight. Comfort us tonight. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word of the Lord on tonight. Touch the man of God tonight in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Lord. Give him the virtue, hallelujah, to pour out onto your people on tonight. We thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that we are about to receive from you through the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. It is my honor and my pleasure to introduce the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. I've only known the man of God for about a week, probably not even a whole week. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But I have to say this. The interesting way I met the man of God was somebody called me, hallelujah, saying, hey, I want to put on a revival, and I want it on your venue. Hallelujah. And that's not unusual. The unusual thing is this is a person calling for someone else. Hallelujah. Mother Alberta. She was calling on behalf of Apostle Curry. I don't get that a lot. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I believe this is the first time I've gotten it. Hallelujah. They let me know that this man of God had a word in him. Hallelujah. That God had to send a representative. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. To say you need to put this young man, hallelujah, on the revival. Praise God. So I don't have a whole bayou on him. All I can tell you, amen, praise God, is he is Apostle Curry. Amen, of the Kinetic Jewish Fellowship. Praise God. And I can tell you this, he is an anointed man of God, and I believe he is going to bring a dynamic word on tonight. So without further ado, let me shut up and let the word of God begin to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce the other, Apostle Eden Curry. Praise God. Man of God, let the Lord move in. In you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Give him a hand, praise, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, thanks to God. Come on, give God a praise. Come on and bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Come on and give God a shout of praise. Come on and bless his name. If he's been good to you, hallelujah. If he's been keeping you all day long, hallelujah. And you still kept by his power, come on, give him praise.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. He is worthy of glory. He is worthy of praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you tonight, yes. God. We pray and bless your name tonight. We decree and declare there is none like you, O God. Hallelujah. Yes. You are the great I am, Lord. You are the first and the last, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega, O God. You are the King of Kings, Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Come on and magnify the Lord with us. Glorify his name. Let us bless his name together. Everybody, come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on, Rabba, thank the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank God for everyone that's online right now. Glory to God. Bless God for everybody tonight that's online tonight. You're not online by accident. You're not online by coincidence. You're online tonight by divine assignment of the Lord. Hallelujah. You online on purpose tonight. Amen. On purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God tonight to the anointing of God that is all across the airwaves. We bless his name tonight. Thank God for Elder Andrews. Elder Andrew tonight, amen. Bless the Lord. Come on, give God praise for him tonight. Amen. The Lord for him tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Man, awesome man of God, wonderful man of God. God, know how to do holy things. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Mother Alberta, amen, the awesome prophetess and evangelist and woman of God tonight. Amen. We give God praise for her tonight. Amen. Thank God for Mother. Amen. And all of you in your respectful places tonight. Amen. Glory to God. You know, yes, Lord, before we dive into the word of God, you know, the enemy is on attack.
Yes,
and he's trying
to
attack everyone he can. Amen. But the Lord, somebody said, but the Lord.
But the Lord.
See, when you put a but in God's name is behind it. Amen. But the Lord. See, but is only good if God is behind it. See, when God gets behind something, then it becomes effective. See, because but eliminate everything on the other side of the equation. Amen. I may be under attack, but the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But
yeah,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
See, and he gave me something to throw a monkey wrench in the enemy's plan that he have against the saints of God tonight. Somebody find me Isaiah 59:19. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when the enemy come in like a flood, guess what? God is going to lift up a standard. Hallelujah. Glory to God,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Against the enemy, glory to God.
Amen.
I mean, you know that the water ain't going to overflow you. Why? Because God said, amen, I see what the enemy trying to do, but when the enemy coming like a flood, guess what? God said, that's what I'm going to lift up a standard.
Amen.
Against the enemy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
In other words, I'm not going to let him drown you.
Yes.
Yes.
He know how to stop the waters of the enemy. How many of you have ever been to the ocean?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, sir.
Isn't it funny how when the waves get to a certain distance, God's hand invisibly stops them and they go back. They can't go over the hand of God. They look like they don't come over, but God know how to say stop, and the waves don't go no further. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
In Isaiah 59:19.
Wow.
Somebody read that for me out the old King James. I like what the old King James said concerning that scripture. When you find it in the old King James, read it for me.
So shall they give the name, so shall they give the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let me go ahead and read it for you, Mother. Let me go ahead and read it for you. It says, from the west, people will fear the name of the Lord. And it says, and from the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. Verse 20, and the Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord. And he says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord, that my spirit who is on you will not depart from you, and my words that I have put in your mouth will always be on your lips, and on the lips of your children, and on the lips of their descendants, from this time on and forever, says the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, what the Holy Ghost is telling me to tell you tonight before we dive into the delicious word of the Lord tonight, God is saying, don't worry about the flood. Because the waters are not going to overtake you. I hope you caught what the Holy Ghost just said to you just now. It may seem like you in a flood, but God says, I'm controlling the water.
Yes, Lord.
This is for somebody that may feel like that they in a situation or a circumstance to where it seems like you in a flood. And that the waters are getting ready to overtake you, but the Lord is saying tonight, don't worry about the flood, because the waters that you think are going to overtake you is not going to overtake you. I'm getting ready to lift up a standard against the enemy and say, enough is enough. I'm over so cold, y'all. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to, but God is saying, he's about to tell the enemy on your behalf that enough is, oh, I'll give somebody a shout right there, that enough is enough. Hallelujah, glory to God. God says, give me a praise right now. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God right now. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
In that particular scripture, the Lord is referred to as Jehovah Nissi. In other words, God says, I'm getting ready to lift up a banner, a standard against the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Lord said that enough is enough, that the enemy got to shut up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When the Lord said enough is enough, that the waters got to stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God right now. Hallelujah to his name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Come on and give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I just flow by the Holy Ghost, y'all. Now we finna dive into the word tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That word right there was specifically for those who may be feeling like you're in a flood. Lord, I feel like I'm drowning. Lord, I feel like we're in the water's going to stop. But God said, I'm getting ready to lift up a standard against it. I'm getting ready to put my head over it so cool. Y'all die by sun, though.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, you know that God still know how to speak to storms. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If he can come from the hinder part of the ship and step up on the ship and say, peace be still and everything cease. I mean, you know that he's that same God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. We just read in Isaiah 59, hallelujah, in 19, he said, I'm going to lift up a standard against the enemy. Somebody say right quickly, Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi means God can put a banner in my situation. That means God, y'all better catch this tonight. God says, I'm getting ready to put a victory flag in your situation. Who is this for? Who the Holy Ghost talking to? God says, I'm getting ready to put a Holy Ghost flag in no situation. How many know that when they stick a flag in the ground, that means they done conquered it. Hallelujah. That means that the land is rightfully there. Y'all ain't saying nothing about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
When a soldier conquered something in the olden days, they would take a flag, hallelujah. The flag that represented who they is, hallelujah, and what they represent, they would stick the flag in the ground, and when they stick the flag in the ground, that means that the land is mine. God is saying that the enemy's fight would have to soon be over, because God said, I'm giving it to stick my flag, hallelujah, in the ground.
Come on.
And when I stick my flag in the ground, the enemy is going to have to, he's going to have to stop with little mess. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
We can do it tonight, but joy is coming.
Yeah.
Y'all better keep with the Holy Ghost to say to y'all tonight. He's saying, weeping may endure for a night. In other words, so night season is about to shift.
Oh, hallelujah.
And when it seems like it's been night for a long time, God is saying, good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. Good morning. Now we can get to the test now. Now we can get to the test. Thank you. Look how good the Holy Ghost is, how he put that in there. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Oh, you need to tell somebody online right now. Good morning, neighbor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Because your night season is over. You need to give God praise because your night season is about to become morning time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, when morning comes, everything that was in the night is passed over. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
You better check what the Holy Ghost saying to y'all tonight. Morning time means that the night season has passed over.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm going to let it marinate for a little bit, glory to God. Because some of you, amen, you're still trying to digest it and accept it. God is saying, I've already waved the flag in your situation. You got the victory. The waters are not going to overflow you. Amen. I've set a standard. The enemy can't go past my standard. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
Hallelujah. You just got to stop looking at it in the natural and look at it in the supernatural. Hey, come on, Coach.
That's it.
Tell somebody again, good morning, neighbor.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, let's get you real good in a minute, glory to God. Come with me to Isaiah 52. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. Isaiah 52, verse 1.
Rosie Devaney from Bolton, Mississippi.
It's morning time.
It's going all right.
Isaiah 52, verse 1. When everybody gets there, shout amen.
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 And the word of the Lord reads. Awake, awake, Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor, Jerusalem, the holy city. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. I want to leave with you for a thought tonight. It's time to wake up and put on your strength. Hallelujah. It's time to wake up and put on your strength. Hallelujah to God. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 It's time to wake up and put on your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, the interest of your word gives light. Lord, we give you praise tonight because there is none like you. You said in your word that you sent your word and you healed them. So we thank you for your healing power tonight. God, fall like rain on those who need it. Lord, let your anointing fall like fire for those who need it. God, let your anointing fall, Rabbi, thunder, devotion, like love for those who need it. Lord, let your anointing fall like joy for those who need it. Let your anointing fall like peace for those who need it. We pray it up on call, Rabbi, thunder. We thank you tonight that it is revival time. Speak, O God, and we will hear and obey. We thank you, honorable Court Tarabasando. Have your way tonight, God. Bind the hand of the enemy on every side. Rebuke every devil and demon, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jehovah Nisi, that you have showed up. Thank you for putting a flag in our situation. And thank you for giving us the victory. In the name of the Soko Yarabasando. In the name of the Soko Yarabasando. That is above every name. We thank you, Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless your name tonight, and we give your name the glory and the praise. We thank you that it's already done. I wish somebody would praise him if you believe that it's already done. I wish somebody would give him thanks if you know that God has already given you the victory. Come on, Zion. I need you to shout with the voice of triumph to your God tonight. Come on. Give him glory and praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the name. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 52, beginning with verse 1. Awake, comma, awake, comma, Zion. Ask the Lord about that awake, because awake is used twice in the text. And I said, Lord, what's up with that awake, awake? Are y'all still hearing me tonight? Are y'all still listening?
Yes.
Look at what he told me. He said the first awake is for your natural man. He said, I'm talking to your natural man. Wake up. And he said the second awake is for your spiritual man. To wake up. To wake up.
All right.
And then he put it in my spirit. How in 1 Corinthians 15, the Bible says, first natural, then spiritual. Because remember in Genesis, the soul God breathed into Adam, he did what? He first made a body. And then he put his spirit inside the body. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says first natural. So God is saying, awake natural man. Awake spiritual man. Hallelujah. Tell somebody tonight online, it's time to wake up.
It's time to wake up.
Now, let me help you with that awakening part. Awakening part means that if you're asleep, that means that you're going through a stage of prayerlessness. That means that you're not praying. So when we pray, that's how we stay awake. And the enemy tries to make us go to sleep by having us not to pray.
Come on.
See, once we are awake, then the first thing we do is what? Pray.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
So God is saying, wake up. Get back into prayer. And the Bible says, man should always do what? Pray and not faint. As long as you got a prayer life, you can survive. Come on here, somebody. You know what the old saints would say? Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. I got to pray if I want to stay. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I hear the Holy Ghost. I got to pray if I want to stay. See, I can't stay if I don't pray. Because I won't be able to last if I don't pray. So the enemy needs the power of prayer. So the enemy going to fight where? In the prayer life. He's going, oh, you don't have to pray. It don't take all that. Yeah, dude, great. The fact you telling me it don't. I need to be there in that world because I know you a liar. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Tell somebody to know it's time to wake up. I have to say, are you praying, neighbor? Because it ain't play time, it's play time. We got some pray, neighbor. Hallelujah. We done been through too much hell to pray, neighbor. Hallelujah. Play time is over. Tell somebody that play time over. We got to pray over. I'm not talking about to the ceiling. I'm talking about to God. call him on call that about that though. You gotta be able to touch heaven right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not the preacher. You gotta be able to touch heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Come with me right quickly. I'm going to show you something. In Matthew chapter 13, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to show you why it's wake-up time, glory to God, hallelujah. And how when we don't pray, amen, we sleep. Matthew 13. Verse 24.
Okay. Call her.
Give everybody this. Glory to God. Welcome in. Welcome in, daughter. Come on in. Hallelujah. We in Isaiah 52:1. And right now we're going to go to Matthew 13:24. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, Matthew 13:24. And it says, and Jesus told them another parable. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Now, I'm going to share something with you. That good seed represents the word of God. That field represents the world. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
The good seed represents the word of God. And the field represents the world. It says in verse 25, but while everyone was sleeping. Verse 25, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the weeds. Come on here, somebody. And went away. That's how the devil do. Thank you, Lord. You've got to watch out for people's child of God, because some people come along and they just throw a little dirt in, amen, and then they leave just to start a mess. Yeah. Y'all better stay with me in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The enemy sin folk. Hallelujah. Take what the Holy Ghost saying. Amen. They come in on purpose.
Yeah.
Come out there on purpose.
Come on. On purpose.
They sow just enough bad seed to stay up there. And then they lose like they ain't done nothing. Y'all hear me.
Lord, have mercy.
Think Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
But while everyone was, see, if you ain't praying, you don't recognize what's going on. Because you're like, oh, you know, they didn't mean to do. Yes, they did. You wasn't praying. You wasn't watching in the Holy Ghost. The enemy sent them. But when you never pray, you miss it. Glory to God. Tell them about to stay awake. Because the enemy on the family, glory to God, stay away. Glory to God. His enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat.
That's
they
right.
Went away. But then when the wheat sprouted and formed head, then the weeds also appeared. Look at that, glory to God.
Yes.
The same time the wheat coming up, so is the weed. How many know that the weed job is to choke out the wheat? Come on here, somebody. The enemy will send folk on purpose to try to choke out what God has put in. You got to watch as well as pray, glory to God. So if you ain't praying, you sleeping. And while you sleeping, the enemy creeping. You ain't hear me.
You better be aware.
Amen. If you sleep, there's somebody on the creep. The enemy that sent somebody to creep in because he knows you ain't watching. And you went away in the
hole.
It came when you weren't watching. It came while you were sleeping. And when you woke up and started praying, you said, how the hell you get here? Hallelujah. It got there when you were sleeping. That's why the Bible says, man should always pray. Glory to God, because when you don't pray,
you better
pray. Your phone, you looking at something, and you wondering where did it come from. Come on here, somebody. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
still glory to God.
That's that word.
And notice how he said that the root and the weeds is coming up together. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
But how many of you know that at the day of harvest, that the word will separate the wheat from the weeds? Come on here, somebody. Because they look identical when you look at them in the natural, but when you look at them in the spirit, that's when you can identify who's who. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
My God.
Then verse 27 says, the owner's servant, this is the angel, came to him and said, sir, our Lord, did you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?
Come on, preacher.
The enemy did this, hallelujah. He replied, enemy did this, hallelujah. He says, do you want us to go and pull them up? But when I know he answered, because while you pulling the weeds, you may uproot the weeds with them. Why? Because they so intertwined, glory to God. That's why you got to be careful who you intertwine with in this hour. They may look like a weed, but actually be weeds, glory to God, coming to talk their word out there, glory to God. Because remember, he comes just to drop a little bit, and then he going to leave. Come on here, somebody. They don't come to stay. They come just to drop enough bad seed to start up now. And then they own that way. Hallelujah. Look at something outside. Come on. What a job I did. Look at that devil. Hallelujah. But can somebody say, stay away.
Stay away.
Don't sleep. Glory to God, hallelujah. I just hope this is blessing somebody tonight. Glory to God. He said, no, he answered, because while you pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. And your God is saying, no, he telling the angels right now. No, don't you do no separate. Let me do it, because I know who's who. Come on here, somebody. You might uproot the weeds and let one and take the wheat with. Come on here, somebody. God. Tell somebody tonight, God is loosing you from those weeds. Glory to God. Holy God is loosing you from the weeds that the enemy been trying to sow to and pull it up. Hallelujah. Wrapped up, so you can't do what God wants you to do. But God is saying your deliverance is tonight. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, it's wake up time, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's wake up time. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I mean, you can feel your eyes open. I mean, you can feel God is saying, look, it's not what it looks like. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
That's why they couldn't say with them, because they was weeds. Glory to God. That's why God cut them off. And you know, God, why you cut them off? God said, but they was bad for you. And they were trying to grow around their roots. Glory to God. They don't come to build you. They came to kill you. Big Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God said, they didn't come to build you. They came to kill you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then look at what he said in verse 30. He said, let both grow up together until the harvest. Yeah. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. How many know it's harvest time right now? It's harvest time. God says, I want what's mine, glory to God. I want you because you're mine, hallelujah. I'm separating you because you're mine. Come on here, somebody. Well, why can't I hang out with the God? Say, no, you can't, because I'm separating you because you belong to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God said, you should be thanking me that I got rid of them for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So they was in your life to stand your growth. And you're so good, it was your God to pray. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you for the
temple. Somebody need to tell the Lord, thank you right now. Thank you. They still trying to figure out how did they get cut off from you? God did it. Come on. How many more quotes that I'm about to do? Can somebody say God did that? Hallelujah.
God did that.
Hallelujah. They still trying to find your number. They can't find it. God did that thing. Hallelujah. Or I wish somebody give God a praise.
Lord,
it's time to wake up, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, God, I'm going to call and I'm about to sign. I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. Hallelujah. Verse 30 said, let both go together until the harvest. And at that time, I will tell the harvesters, glory to God, first collect the weeds. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what's happening right now, y'all. Can y'all still hear me online tonight?
Yes.
Let me tell you what's happening. God's getting all your enemies. And he's burning them up, all your enemies, hallelujah, all your haters, all your critics, all those who are jealous of you. God is getting them in a bundle, and he's tying them up, hallelujah. Your enemies are getting tied up right now, glory to God. And they wonder why they can't get to you, because God cut them off from you, because they was weeds that was put on assignment to choke the word out of you and to keep you from your next level in God. But God had other plans. Talk about that, but God had other plans. Hallelujah.
God had other plans. Yeah.
Somebody need to thank him for his plan tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody need to thank God for his plan.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
yeah.
for your
plan. Hey, mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And this is what he's telling our angels. He said, first collect the weeds, and tie them in bundles to be burned. God's going to burn up all our enemies. You ain't hearing me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then gather the wheat and bring them into my barn. Come on here, somebody. So God is saying, first, I want you to tie up all the weeds and gather them together to be burned. Then go get the wheat and gather them together so they can come into my barn. The barn represents the safe haven of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's time to wake up, saints.
Wake up.
And put on our strength. Which is prayer. Come on here, somebody. Now let's go back to Isaiah 52:1. Is everybody back at Isaiah 52:1?
Thank you.
Everybody ready? It says, awake, awake, Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Now, how do I clothe myself with strength? That means I got to get into prayer. And not just prayer, but a Holy Ghost prayer. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Awesome, Lord.
Building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
So y'all still hear me tonight? Y'all still hear the Holy Ghost of God talking tonight? He said, we got to build ourselves up praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then he says, put on your garments of splendor. We got to put on our Holy Ghost garments, because God is saying the only way we're going to last is that we got to be dressed. Hallelujah. We got to stay dressed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then he said, Jerusalem, the holy city. How many know that God is calling all of his children to holiness? Come on here, somebody.
Man.
You don't hear it being preached, but God is still calling for holiness. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And God is saying, that's your strength. This is going to separate the wheat from the tares. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm loving you tonight. God said, this is going to separate the wheat from the tares. Come on here, somebody. Because the tares is not in them to live holy. Come on here, somebody. Holly, they don't want to hear that, Lord God. When you start talking about that, that's when you're going to lose them. That's when you'll see the form come out. Hallelujah, with no power. Come on here, somebody. They just talk in the tongue, but they don't really want the word. How that they're both trying to do this stuff. And so that's when we're going to separate is when the walk time comes, they're going to walk away. You ain't, Glory to God. He said, Jerusalem, what? The holy city. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Come on, hear somebody. God is saying, once you wake up and you see the real, and you put on your garment of prayer, you put on your strength, which is prayer, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, they don't want to leave, glory to God. And when you start talking about holiness, hallelujah. The uncircumcised, to the uncircumcised represent the no covenant. Come on here, somebody. Those that ain't got no covenant with God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
A lot of folks talking God, but they're uncircumcised because they ain't got no covenant. They're not walking in obedience, hallelujah. They're not chosen. Come on here, somebody. See, the chosen have a covenant with God. And so he said, once you put on, once you wake up, put on your garment, and put on your spirit, which is prayer, and start walking in holiness, he said, that's when you're going to lose the tares. Because God is separating. That's why everybody can't walk with you.
Man.
Everybody can't be in your circle. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing tonight. God is saying, wake up. That's why I separated you. That's why the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
You ain't no God to separate them, but God is saying, no, you separate.
You separate. Yes, Lord.
Separate yourself when you see that they not about me, and they're not about trying to live for me. I put it in you to separate yourself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You ain't no God. God said, no, I'm waiting on you. Are you still with me tonight?
Amen.
When you see it in me, God said, walk away from it. When you see the dead about trying to live holy, walk away from it. Hey, God, I give you praise for that. Come on, give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Everybody only wants us to stay asleep, because you know that once we wake up, then it's going to be hell to pay. Yeah, you might have been next to me while I was sleeping. I'm awake now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, I can see you now. I was sleeping before. But I'm awake now. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah.
And now it's a different story now, devil. Hallelujah. Why? Because now I done put on my strength. Now I done put on my prayer life now. Hallelujah.
Hey.
And I'm ready for you now. I feel a Holy Ghost bonus or something. Just woke up now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm ready now, devil. Hallelujah. What you were talking about when I was asleep? Glory to God, I'm awake now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody better give God a praise right now. I feel a praise from the atmosphere right now. Come on, give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Glory to God. Somebody say revival.
Revival.
Glory to God. Glory.
Can you feel revival in your soul right now? God is saying, wake up. Wake up, baby. Wake up.
Revival, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's a whole lot of shaking going on, but God says, I'm shaking to wake you up. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, yes, God, I feel you, I feel you. Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost just dropped in my spirit. The Holy Ghost just dropped in my spirit. He said, out of all the shaking I'm doing, some of them still ain't going to wake up. Why? Because they're too far gone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Father God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. I'm going to tell them that tonight. God said, when the uncircumcised and defiled leave, they ain't coming back. Hey, glory to God. When they leave this path, they ain't coming back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's what the word says. The defiled mean the unclean people, the unclean. They don't want to be clean. They like being unclean. They like being dirty. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because notice what it says. It says the uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. In other words, they will not be able to come back and attach themselves to you again. Come on here, somebody. God says, I'm serving it for good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish somebody give God a praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I'm in prayer right now.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I want you to go with me right quick, child of God, to Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 14 through 24. Matter of fact, wait a minute, we're not going to go. Matter of fact, we're going to go from 14 to 20.
You don't see it sound like that 99%. Sorry, but you don't see it.
We're going to go to Ephesians 5, 14 through 20.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, this is good, y'all. This is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wait a minute. This is too good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wait a minute. Here. We might have to go up to verse 8. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is too good. Hey, we got some time tonight. Glory to God. So, yeah, we're going to go up to verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5. But let's begin with verse 8. Hallelujah. And then we're going to let the Holy Ghost take us from there. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
You're going to eat good tonight, glory to God. You know I ain't going to cheat you, glory to God. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 8. Everybody ready?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Darkness represented when we was in the world, but now we in the light. We in the presence of the Lord. Now God has called us out of the world. We're in it, but we're not of it. Come on here. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody need to give God praise right there. We still in the world. We just not of it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how we identify that we're not of it, we can live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Verse 10, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why people stay out the light. Come on. That's why the weeds don't want to be in the light. That's why these ones who have a form don't like the light. Come on, here, somebody. Because it really exposes them for who they is. Come on, here, somebody. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. See, that's why you have truth. You need to stay in the light. Come on, here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
It says that everything that is illuminated becomes a light. Come on, here, somebody. Let me read verse 13.
Amen.
It says, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
Because the light exposes. Come on, here, somebody. The presence of God exposes. Come on, here, somebody. That's why, amen, when you find somebody that ain't really saved, they don't like to be in prayer long. Glory to God. They don't like to be in praise and worship long. Why? Because it exposes. Hallelujah. They have to go. Why? Because they don't want to be what? Exposed. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
Because in everything that is illuminated, they becomes a light. This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper. Come on here, somebody. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And Christ will shine on you. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
In other words, wake up, sleeper. Get back into prayer.
Come on.
And there you will find the presence of the Lord in prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People trying to find every which way to get around prayer, to get back to God. And God said, no, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you want to find me, I'm right at the altar where I've always been.
Amen.
Once we get back into prayer, God said, now we can reconnect. Come on here, somebody. And we ain't got to go to church.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer is any place where you open up your heart and let God in. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody say revival.
Revival.
Say revival us again, oh Lord.
Revival.
Revival
again, oh Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you ain't coming in with
God,
some more praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Then how you live. Come on here, somebody. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity. Because the days are evil. Come on, somebody. It's because the days
Amen.
Are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Come on here, somebody. Do not get
Amen.
Drunk or wine. I don't know if y'all heard that part. It said, do not get drunk on wine. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because when you get drunk, you be out your right mind. You're no longer sober. Come on here, somebody. And then you become sleep.
Amen.
And then the enemy goes so weak. And then you're going to wonder, where in the hell did that come from? Why you was drunk? Come on here, somebody. Then you got good drunk. And then he just to plant bad weeds, hallelujah, and now you got all kind of weeds around you, and you trying to figure out how to get out. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the word tell us, don't be drunk with wine. Come on here, somebody. Which leads to debauchery. Hallelujah. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Come on, come on. I like that. Glory to God. He said, if you're drunk, you're drunk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you're the son, you want to take a sip. Hallelujah. Take you a sip in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory. Take you a drink. Then
yeah.
Take you a sip. Take you a drink. Glory to God. A big drink. Hallelujah. Until you get drunk enough to see everything that the devil is doing. Come on here, somebody. I'm so awake right now, but I wish you would. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know how to when you get drunk. I wish you would. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got something for you. Glory to God. See, when you get drunk in the Holy Ghost, then you start talking right. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. He said,
amen.
But it said, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns, and making songs from the Spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And make music from your heart to the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, we thank you. We give you praise tonight. Oh, I feel the shifting of God tonight. He's waking his people up tonight.
Hallelujah.
He's waking his people up tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you feel a wake up in your spirit?
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm awake now, neighbor. I'm woke now, neighbor.
Hallelujah.
Then I'm woke now, glory to God. Hallelujah.
I'm woke now.
I can see everything more clearly now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm awake now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see you, devil. Hallelujah. And you can't mess with me. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir, I speak that, Lord. God is putting the Holy Ghost hookups together. Hallelujah. God is supernaturally hooking people up. Nothing right now is happening by accident. God says, I'm doing the hookup. Hallelujah. Why? God says, because I know what's best for you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And don't go past our understanding. Glory to God. Lord, I don't understand. Look, God said, it ain't failure to try to figure it out. Just trust me by my spirit. You will follow my spirit, says the Lord. And you know that it's me. God is going to put a good tree and a bad tree together. God is going to put a good tree with a good tree.
Hallelujah.
It's time for you to be happy. God said, no more you settling. Hallelujah. It's time for you to, now that you're a red wine, now I can show you what I've been wanting to show you because you've been wanting to do it. Tell God said, don't worry about doing it your way. Trust me, says the Lord. My way is the right way, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. That's how we got unequally yoked together with folks that wasn't supposed to be with us. Glory to God. God said, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you've been asking for. That little cord that I'm about to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why? Because it's time for us now to be revived. It's time to live again. Come on here, somebody. The renewed again. The revived means to bring back to life. Revive again. Lord, cause me to live again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
When you do CPR, they revive somebody, don't they?
I mean, if everybody
ever
threw it right in the face.
Before. I can't hear nobody tonight. The reason why they do CPR is to revive you when you're not breathing.
Yes.
Hey, they're going to call you
out of
my
Amen.
And then do the what? Mouth to mouth. Come on, everybody. God says, I'm giving you mouth to mouth right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm giving you mouth to mouth. In other words, I'm breathing the air back. I'm breathing the life back into you, glory to God. Yeah, you want to realize it, but I'm right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us took the best to win and not to win. But God said, I'm here to revive you. I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
glory.
Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes,
by the Spirit of God is moving, hallelujah. By the anointing of God, the Bible quotes that about Sando is moving, and I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Brother Andre, hallelujah, our dear brother, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. I want to open the lines up right now, glory to God. For anybody that have comments or that want prayer right now, while the anointing of God is moving in the middle of the Sunday, hallelujah. He has awakened you right now, and he's awakened you for a reason. Whatever you need right now, you can get it right now. I just hear the Lord say, whatever you need right now, you can get it right now. Whatever you standing in need of right now, God is ready to answer you. He's ready. The Spirit of the Lord, he says, I'm ready.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Somebody right now, God turning some things around. God turning that thing around right now. God turning that thing around for you right now. I'm turning it around. It's going to work. Come on, Sunday. In your favor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I hear the Lord also saying for somebody, he says, I've already given you the victory. You just got to praise me for it. Hallelujah. I've already given you the victory.
Hallelujah.
He just praise me for it.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. I just heard the Lord say back pain is leaving somebody right now. Back pain is leaving somebody right now. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I will call that out. Somebody been having problems breathing. Hey, but God, he's opening up your lungs right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I dare you right now to give God praise. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we praise you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you tonight. Hey, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The anointing of God is full tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yeah, reach up, child of God, and get what you need from the Lord tonight. Reach up, child of God, and get your miracle, get your blessing, get your breakthrough tonight.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is there with you. God is in the book. Hallelujah to God tonight. Hallelujah to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Lift your hand and then receive it from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
We give you praise tonight, God.
Yes.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Just begin to worship and thank all over the place. Just begin to worship and just begin to love on him right now. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, just begin to love on him right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We worship you tonight, God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We decree and declare there's none like you, God. There's none like you, Lord. We love you, God. Hallelujah tonight. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Dr. Andre, amen. My dear brother, amen. Hallelujah. I have comments and words right now, amen. The Holy Ghost is telling me to give it to you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Let us hold Amen on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Apostle, I was having a little trouble hearing you. Would you turn it back over to me? I was having a little trouble hearing you. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Man.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me now, man of God?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen. Amen. We want to open up the line for hallelujah testimonies and comments at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Did the word hallelujah move you tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The line is open on to me. Hallelujah.
Yes, it did. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
There's your championship medal. That's what Seamus is made of.
I enjoyed you. God bless you. It's Mama Nat.
Yeah. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Yeah. Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It was awesome. This is Erica.
Amen. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap on tonight for the man
Amen.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was a powerful word tonight.
Hallelujah. Let me just do this, Apostle. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word that you blessed him to pour into our souls. Lord, we simply ask that you reach, you put back into him the virtue that he has poured out onto your people on tonight. Lord, continue to lead him and guide him, Lord. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. Hallelujah. You said the steps of a good man, hallelujah, are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. We're asking you to keep ordering his steps on tonight, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for gifting us tonight with the man of God, with your wooden vessel on tonight. Hallelujah. And we will continue to magnify you. Hallelujah. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Well, I want to say amen. That was a dynamic word. Hallelujah. Amen. That we got to get woke. Praise God. We got to pay some attention. Amen. To what's going on. They teach us that in the world. We ought to know that in the spirit. Praise God. So watch your soul out. Hallelujah. Amen. Be alert at all times. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Anybody else have a comment for the word on tonight? Amen. Or a comment for the man of God on tonight?
I would like to say something. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is real good. But I want to say this to your man of God. I was sitting here just want to say Deron, first to spirit of Christ and family, Deron, to our brother, and to all the people of the survival. I just want to say to the men of God, you were talking about I was sitting here and you were talking about the breathing, and I said, you must have known my asthma was acting up. But, you know, I give God the praise today.
Wow.
Earlier, I was battling with my stomach. Never told Mama that. Never told Mary to be. Never told Sister Alberta. But today, I know what my God can do. I enjoy the word.
Mm.
I enjoy the word. The word was on me.
Yes.
I was sitting here speaking in tongues with you. And I know.
Yes, Lord.
I know what God can do. I know. That
yes.
It's no secret what he can do. So I ask him as those who know the word, Lord, keep me in prayer. And I do the same. Keep me walking in prayer. Keep everybody in prayer as we do the same.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, brother God, bless you. Bless
amen.
You.
Amen.
Hey, God.
Amen.
Word and that. They go
sit
right there where I need it. You know,
yes,
man, they come along like the wheat and the tares.
Mm-hmm.
They come along.
Yes,
with them.
Lord.
If they don't know that
the
devil using
them.
Yes. You know, they want to just step in your hair. They want to just step in your clothes. They want to just But we have to know we got all power in God. We got
yes, Lord.
Because man will go with you so far, but God will go all the way with you.
Come on.
Yes,
all
Lord.
The way. Amen.
I enjoyed it. This process. I enjoyed it because you know what?
Yeah, you see.
These are my old days.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank God. I thank you, praise him. When I heard about
amen.
I said, you look young. I said, but you sit down. Here we go. I said, you sit down.
Exactly right, God.
And I know back in the old, I mean, when they pray for you, you got healed. I mean, this is a new beginning for all of us.
Yeah.
You got to wash away the old and put on the new.
Hey,
God.
Glory to God.
You bow it again. And I thank God.
Yeah.
Because I thank God for you stepping in. You know what? I didn't have to beg.
Glory to God.
Coming out of sleep. And we know we ain't talking about just that type of wake up time. Hallelujah, we better wake up. Hallelujah, and smell the coffee, as they say, because God is soon to come. And we know it's time to
keep
sleeping on God. Hallelujah, I just thank you, praise God, for the word. Thank you, praise God, hallelujah, for the man of God, let God use you. That's what we got to do.
Yes,
let God use you,
yes,
hallelujah. And I thank you, praise God,
God.
Taking us to Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wake up, wake up. Wake up in the natural. Hallelujah. But wake up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Because the natural waking up is like a walking dead. Hallelujah. It's a lot of natural people walking around the world today. They just dead. The walking dead. They don't know God.
Yes, Lord.
But I thank you. Praise God. For the word. We need the word to wake us up. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I was sleepy coming in because I was so tired. Hallelujah. You can't help but wake up. Hallelujah. And I just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Like my sister Alberta say, we came from revival. We came from back in the old time. Hallelujah. Praising God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Serving him. We got to let go and let
yes,
God
Lord.
Use us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. I've been walking around myself. Hallelujah. The days. Hallelujah. Lord, what's going on? Lord, when is it going to happen? When is this thing going to take place? But you know what? I have to put it right back in God's hand. Take it out of my hand and give it to the Lord. And I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For revival. Revive us again, Lord. No.
Hey,
God.
Hey,
God. Hey, God.
Hey, God.
You're going to wake up. Wake up, everybody.
Yes, Lord.
Don't sleep on us.
Yes,
God. And I mean them all the way. I mean them all the way.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. For the man of God on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is most definitely on the line on tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. The man of God has certainly stirred up. This is just first night. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, this is just the first night. Hallelujah. They ain't here. It's just the first night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all remember what it was like when you was 40 and in the world, and you was like, this is just the first night. We ain't even made it to Friday night yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the same thing. We ain't even made it to Friday. This is just the first night. Hallelujah. It's just Monday. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to tell everybody out there listening on the airwaves, everybody listening on the air, we got about six and a half minutes on the air. Amen. We're going to keep going after the time, but we got about 6.5 minutes on the air. We want to remind everybody out there listening on air, hallelujah, tune in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. The same time, going to be 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We want to invite y'all to tune in to the revival of the year. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It is time to wake up. That's the thing. It's time to wake up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We invite y'all out there. If you are blessed tonight, tune in tomorrow and be blessed again. Hallelujah. Look, don't be all out there like watching the TV shows. You know you can DVR. You know you can go back. Hallelujah. And watch it again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we invite you to come back tomorrow night. Hallelujah. And worship with us again. Hear a word from the Lord again. And I guarantee you, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Now back to the line. Do we have any more comments? Amen. Any more encouraging words for the man of God on tonight? Or any prayer requests or any testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen.
I just want to pray for
the nation.
Amen.
That's my prayer tonight for the nation, because we know what they're asking, and we know what they're. And also, I want to look up the youth tonight. I'm only 34 years old, and I know what God can do. I just want to look up the youth tonight. I want to have a certain degree and look at the youth.
Hallelujah.
You know, the youth is a millennium, and we know what all this killing and everything. We know what God can do. So I want to look at the youth tonight. Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be putting the youth and the nation on the throne. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight?
This is Brother Bobby out of Bainbridge.
Amen.
Yeah, I heard your name the first time.
Okay, we can hear you, Brother Bobby. If you have a testimony or prayer request or something.
I have a prayer request. This is Martha from Vegas. I want to ask everyone to pray for all the family, please, on losing their sister this morning. My cousin, the Baldwins, would they just lift us all up in prayer, please?
Yes.
Amen. And what was the name of the family that you said, the Baldwin family?
The Baldwin, yes.
Hey, man. Praise God. Any other prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah.
And the Delaneys as well. The Delaneys we lost, but God called our Aunt Novella McLeod.
Yes.
Delaney McLeod called her home last night, actually. Pray for the Delaney family, the Baldwin. Hallelujah. We all together, that family.
Yeah, we all
amen.
And pastors, and ministers everywhere. Hallelujah. Because we know the devil have a bullseye out for them, you know. So all you pastors, we're praying for each and every one, apostles, ministers, teachers, preachers. Hallelujah. Evangelists, all over. Let's keep each and every one lifted up. And I say, let's pray for our young men and women of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's in there. I got the word on Sunday that it's in there, meaning we have told them about God. It hasn't left. We might leave the Lord, but that word is in there. And we're looking for it to come out.
Yes.
So pray for the young men and women of God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 This is Mama Nat. I'm asking you to pray for me. This is Mama Nat. Pray for me from Vegas.
I would like you to pray for the young men and the young women just incarcerated. Some of them is still in jail. And some of them is doing a lot of time for, you know, something that they should have been out for. Some of them actually is enough for nothing. So just pray that they have mercy. Come on out of there and come out with a mind on getting saved. And that God will put people around them, mentor them, and set their mind on getting to save those people as well.
Hey, man.
Hi, brother.
Yes?
Amen. Any other prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. I also want to let everybody know we also have a line that we call the text of prayer line. Praise God. For anybody out there on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to get in touch with any person that you hear on Blog Talk Radio, amen. If you send us your information, amen, we will give your information to the speaker or whatever platform we have here on Blog Talk Radio. And also, you can also text a prayer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and somebody will, amen, get back with you, amen, within 12 to 24 hours. Praise God, because these are regular people just volunteering for a new type of prayer line. Praise God. And if you want to text a prayer, that way we can get everybody's prayer name, write it down,
and we can pray over it every time we come online. Praise God. That number is 817-592-5203. Once again, 817-592-5203. You can text a prayer to that number if you want to get in contact with somebody you hear on this station, praise God. If you want to see how you can be on this station, or you have a platform you think, amen, is beneficial to the kingdom of God, amen, you can text that number, amen, and somebody will get back with you within 12 to 24 hours. Also, the most important thing, if you got a prayer, text that prayer. Praise God, and somebody will get back to you. Amen. If you want to give a donation to the man of God, amen, text that number. I will give you the man, well, I will give the man of God your information. If the Lord put it on your heart, I'm going to say this, man of God. I know I don't get mad at it. Hallelujah. If the Lord put it on your heart tonight, amen, to sow into the ministry of the man of God, I don't know who I'm talking to. Hallelujah. You can text the number I just gave you, amen, your information, and I will pass that information along to Apostle Curry, and he will get in touch with you personally. I'm not going to give you his information. Hallelujah, amen, but I will give him yours, amen, and we can make that happen. Because, like he said, the Holy Ghost hooked up. Back in the day, see, we're not in church like we used to be. I got to say this. We're not in church like we used to be. Remember in church, you used to get walk by and shake my hand, and when you shake my hand, it'd be something green in it. We call it a Holy Ghost handshake. Hallelujah, praise God. Yeah. Nowadays, we might have to do a Holy Ghost cash step, a Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Holy Ghost money order or something, praise God. But if the Lord put it on your heart, hallelujah, don't miss out on your blessing. Praise God on tonight. I thank the Lord for everything that's transpired on tonight. Does anybody have any closing words or any closing comments? And before I give it back over to the man of God to pray us out for tonight. Any more closing comments? Lady Alberta, do you have any comments tonight?
No, I don't have no comments. I just say just keep praying.
Sister Alberta. Yes. Y'all going to be on the line in the morning?
Yes.
Did y'all call me at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes. We'll be back on here also tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll be on the morning line in the morning at, I believe, 4:30.
Hey, amen. That's 4:30 Pacific time. Is it the same number?
I got you some more juice. All right. And I got you,
Is it the same number for 4:30?
Number for 4:30 is in Georgia. It's in Georgia, so I don't think that's Pacific time, is it? It's 4:30 Georgia. Excuse me, 4:30 Los Angeles time. Yeah, and about 7:30 Georgia time.
And what is that phone number?
Yeah,
7:30.
My time is off, y'all. But yeah, it's 4:30 in Los Angeles time. So, you know, a couple of hours back in Georgia.
So that would be 4:30 Pacific time, 6:30 Central time, and 7:30 Eastern time. If it's 4:30 in Los Angeles, and that's AM, and is it the same number?
No, it's a different number. I could give you the number.
Amen.
No. 7. Oh Lord, Jesus! I forgot the dial number. 7 1 2 7 7. Yeah, the 9 is a leaky cell for you all. Brother Brian, what number do y'all dial? I'm on the phone. I can't even get to you. Brother Brian, you there? See, when you're doing stuff automatic, you seem to forget them. 7 1 2 7 7.
8963.
The number is 712 area code. 712.
I just want the number.
That number is
775.
8-9-3. Thank you, Sister Cynthia.
Yeah.
My baby.
Again, 712-775-8963.
63, okay.
And the code is 601-390.
Zero.
Can you
okay.
Mr. Alberta.
Can my niece sing us off the line? Please.
Mr. Alberta.
Yes.
Hey, amen. That'll be fine, Sister Alberta. Praise God. So we're going to have the apostle give us a prayer, and then we're going to have your niece sing us out.
I want to know if y'all going to be on the line tomorrow night.
Yes, yep, yes, at 5 o'clock. Same time, brother Bobby.
Yeah. Y'all got to call me at 8 o'clock at
I'll night. Be, I'll be with Triple Bells on.
We'll get you, brother Bobby. We'll get you.
Amen.
I'll pick you, bird.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, come on, let's close out for prayer. Let's go.
Amen. It's in your hands, brother Bobby.
Clear.
Amen. Yes, sir.
God bless you, sir. I bless everyone tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We give you praise tonight, Father, for what our ears have heard, for what our spiritual eyes have seen, and what our spiritual heart has understood tonight, Father. We thank you for the wake-up call, Lord, that you have put in our hearts tonight. Thank you for the call, Rabbi Sandebo Sando. Thank you for calling us out of our sleep, oh God. We thank you tonight that we are awake and our eyes are open, God, and our ears are open, God. They're both so cool, Rabbi Sando. And our hearts are open unto you, oh God. We thank you tonight, God. So reviving us again, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we hear you tonight, God. And we have responded to your call tonight, God. We better than okay, God. I'm on video shit, God. Me is here tomorrow, God, at the same time, God, that we will be anxious to hear your word, God, to hear your heart, oh God, to hear what you have to say, God. We thank you tonight that you said in your word that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God, that as we are awakened, God, that we walk in our purpose, in our destiny, in our calling. We give you praise tonight, God, that we can see the enemy from afar off, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for reviving us in this hour. We give you praise and glory and adoration for all things, and we bless your holy name. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we pray. And we give your name the glory. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God. We glorify you. We praise you tonight.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Now we have a solo. Amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead
yeah.
and sing us out. Hallelujah.
Miss Cynthia Riggins.
Amen.
Let your power come. When your name is called.
Yeah.
You're still mighty and strong. The God is for me. And
yes.
Help my
unbelief.
Amen. Why did you all of my friends that you have won again? Let your power fall.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
When your name is called.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The cloud is wrong.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you're mighty and strong. So watch this battle for me.
Yes, Lord.
Help my unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
All my friends that you have won again.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Bless God. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for that solo on tonight. Amen. Normally when I close, I always tell everybody, amen. Everybody have a blessed night, and don't forget to say your prayer and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. And we will be back on tomorrow for the revival of the year. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless everybody.
Love you, Bishop.
Love you too, daughter. Hallelujah.
Love you.
I have a guest on the line.
Amen. Love you. I love you.
Love y'all.
Hey, amen. What was that?
Yes, Mama Nat. I just say God bless everybody. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
I have another guest on the line. I invite. Her name is Michelle.
You have another guest?
Praise the Lord's
Amen.
Name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless everybody. The prayer was beautiful. Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless the people
bless
of God.
Bless.
Come on, Sunday. God bless the people.
Come on, Sunday.
Come on. If I said
there you go.
The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I give God all the glory for the prayer line, and may God continue to bless you and keep you all the days of your life. Amen. And amen. In this hour, God's calling for Holy Ghost. He calls me. Come on Sunday. Amen. We thank God for the motion. We come to motion. We thank it in motion. We thank it in motion. We thank it about motion. We thank it about motion. We thank God about my motion. We come on Sunday to the motion. We can't get motion. In a motion. Thank him for a holy life. And we thank him for a holy life. We came by motion. Oh, my God. It said I be motion. In the name of Jesus. We thank him for a holy lifestyle. God bless you, Bishop. May the Lord continue to bless the ministry. God bless everybody. God have a blessed night. All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to stay on the battlefield. You that's trusting in the Lord, just wave your hand. In the Lord.
Hello.
Amen.
Everybody
say
amen.
God has spoken.
So let the church,
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you, man of God. Bless you.
Young people, there's
y'all
nothing wrong
call
with
me
this.
At 8 o'clock
yes.
Tomorrow night. I'll be
when we keep
it on.
Where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
Something about
me.
he do? What he do?
No,
no,
no. No, I love the name Jesus. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Bless the wonderful name of the Lord. We're about to go ahead and close the lineup for tonight. We thank God for everybody. I'm going to give y'all one more song. I know some people say I play too much music. I know some of y'all knew. Amen. Don't know. Amen. After the service, I have a jam session. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, be moved. People have been hung up, and I'm still playing songs. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm going to play this one. And it's going to be over with, praise God. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. I'm going to leave y'all with the late, great Paul Jones. Out of my, he was from where I was from, Houston, Texas. I won't complain. Praise God tonight.
You're fine.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days.
Yeah.
I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low.
Yeah.
I can hardly see the road. I asked the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Say, yeah. It dries all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. God has been so good to me.
He's
been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away.
Yes,
never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today.
My midnight in today.
So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. It's dry. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. Yes. Yes.
It's no harm to praise. Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And it all right. And it all right. Y'all will stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Mr. Murphy, you can call me in the morning at 8 o'clock.
Give me your number again, Bobby, if you can, yeah. Right quick. Let me go see. Just a minute.
Bud Thumper got my number.
Who?
Just right here, boy, 205-6236.
Let me buy it. What's the number?
Give me your number, right?
What is it, Brian?
You know your phone number?
Brian, come on.
How you know better than me?
What?
Candle.